Bedtime Stories Podcast.
Many folk without any visible means of support have asked, how do you, Tom, write a 100-word story? Anthropomorphizing is good. What better way to get your hero on his hero's quest than a talking rock or a singing sword, magic mirror? Even low-level attributes work well. The river rises up or lowers down as needed. A hyper-living world is the writer's friend, gets you out of the damnedest plot dead ends. It softens up the skeptical monkey mind so you can lay in some major improbable plot lines. Take Lord of the Rings. If it hadn't been for talking eagles, you would have had one downer of a story. Come follow the white rabbit down the hole.
Thank you, Tom. Tune in tomorrow for another lesson on how to write 100-word stories by Tom. Until then, thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief. Closing.